Welcome to the Soulful Badass Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Jackson, an intuitive success coach from the UK, and I'm here to help entrepreneurs, leaders, and soul-aligned goddesses to create epic levels of success and impact in your life and your business. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you are tuning in every week for mindset talk, manifestation, magic, and incredible interviews with other soul-aligned entrepreneurs. So hit the subscribe button, and I'd love to invite you to come and join the Soulful Badass community. All the links are in the show notes. Please go and click them, and I'll see you in there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week, I want to talk to you about how we are often putting up a lot of resistance to the things that we want by not taking charge. And sometimes we say we're waiting for a miracle, we're waiting for something to happen. And often we end up, we're just waiting. We're just sat waiting. And we're not actually owning our shit. So there's so much goes on, and we look to blame other people or think, why is this happening to us? Why is this happening now? This is happening again. We have all these thoughts and we think, oh, if only I could win the lottery, if only I could get away from this job or relationship, whatever it is we're waiting for, we're constantly saying, if only then. And what we're actually saying to the universe is, I'll be happy then. I'll be happy when I have this. I'll be happy when I have that. I'll be happy when that miracle comes and frees me from this existence. And we spend so much time wishing and waiting for something to come and free us without putting the effort and the energy into what can actually change our environment and the things that can change and make things better. So this week, I want to talk to you about them things that we can change, the things that we can grab hold of, the way that we can own our own shit, not let everybody else decide for us, not wait for things to get better, actually start changing stuff now and taking back control of our own life. Because when I was at my lowest, that was exactly what I had to do. Now, I talk about this spiritual slap all the time, and I give people that. I always talk about, oh, you've had a spiritual slap from Rachel, but to be honest, that is exactly what I needed. I used to look at the world around me and think it was crumbling, and I was just there helpless in the middle. I couldn't do anything to change it. It was all happening to me. I just didn't have any control. And that was absolute bullshit. And I'm sorry about my language, but it really, really was bullshit. I used to tell myself I couldn't do anything. I couldn't change anything. And it was all crap. I was the one who had to change things. No one else was going to come and do it for me. No one else was going to come and rescue me. And I wasn't going to win the lottery and suddenly all my dreams would come true. Because to be honest, if I won the lottery back then, I wouldn't even be happy because I didn't even know how to make myself happy. So we really, really need to start looking at what we can do ourselves. And the biggest thing that pulled me out of that rut was changing my mindset and getting a hold of my own thoughts. So initially, I started off with gratitude. Now, I talk about gratitude all the time because it is and was a huge, huge game changer for me. It literally turned everything round. Now, gratitude is not some fluffy thing that is just like, oh, I'm so grateful for that, when really you're not. Gratitude is about getting into that emotion. It's about looking at your life differently. Now, whatever's going on for you at the minute, there will be something in your day to be grateful for. Even if it's just your ears that you are listening to this podcast, I mean, that is a miracle in itself. So think of something like that. Think of the things that have happened that you can be grateful for. You maybe have a nice house. You maybe have a nice family. You maybe have a job that is paying you money. Yes, it might not be the job that you want, but it's a job that's paying you money for the time being. Whatever that is for you, have a think about that thing and really, really tap into that energy of the gratitude. Think about how grateful you are for that thing or person or situation, whatever it is, but start making that list of gratitude and feeling into that energy and that emotion of gratitude. Because what that does, the more you do it, the more it becomes a habit, the more you can home in on that energy of gratitude easily, and you start to see it. Once you start to feel that emotion, your magnet, that manifesting magnet, is there attracting more and more and more. So the more you home into gratitude and you feel it and you bring it into your vibration, you're actually bringing and attracting things in that you want to feel grateful for. So the universe goes, let's give her some more of that, and brings it into your vibration. So you'll actually start to see more and more over time, the more you tap into the energy of gratitude. Plus, it retrains your brain. Now where you're at and you're in this way of thinking where everything's happening to you, you are looking at everything that is happening to you. You are attracting that in, your mind's looking for it. You are constantly focusing on everything that's happening to you. Whereas when you start to focus on gratitude and you start to look for the positives, your mind starts to look for the positives in every situation. So literally, you change the way that you think. This is not fluffy stuff. This is brain retraining. So if you haven't started a gratitude journal and you are in this place where you're in a rut, you feel stuck, you can't get motivated, this is for you. You need to start. Even if you start small, just start looking at gratitude and what you can bring in and what you already have, because there will be so much there. You just need to focus your energy and focus your attention on what you have to be grateful for. And that is a really key thing. The next thing is starting to control your thoughts. So you are in charge of your thoughts, absolutely no one else. If you're focusing on things that you don't want to bring into your life, then you need to change them thoughts around. If you need help with that, then you need to start going to see someone, whether it's CBT counseling, whether it's EFT, you know, doing some tapping, whatever that is, reach out for help if you need some help with training your brain. But that is the biggest thing. We need to be focusing on what it is we want. And this is where we get tripped up sometimes, because often we don't know what we want. But that's not an excuse, because you're in that place where you're feeling like everything's happening to you. You're feeling like nothing's going your way. So you know exactly what you don't want. So then you can start to flip it. What is it I do want? If I don't want this, then there's something that's the opposite that I do want. So even saying that, you know, looking at what is the flip of where you are now? What is the opposite of what you have? So what you're thinking of that you don't want and you hate and you're feeling sorry for yourself because you've got it, what is the flip of that? What's the opposite? And that'll help you focus on what is it you do want. So you can start to see that big picture. You can start to build it up and focus your goals. Focus where you want your manifesting to go, because we need to have a direction. Often we ponder through thinking we're not in control, but we're often not saying where we want to go. The universe is waiting for you to lead the way. It is waiting for you to show them where you want to go. And when we're in the rut and we're just thinking constantly about all the things that are going wrong and all the things that are happening to us, that's our direction. That is what we're pinpointing on the map and saying, that is what we want. That is where we want to go. And it's not where we want to go. So we need to change it. We need to choose a new destination. So what is your new destination? Where is it you want to be? Instead of looking at where you are now, where is it you want to be? And what does that look like? What does that feel like? Because what you can start to do once you get that clear in your mind, you can really start to work your way towards it. When you're in the quagmire of all the things that are happening to you, you can't pull yourself out to see clearly. So this is where you need to shift the focus from not what you don't want, but to what you do want. So if you need any help with that, download the Activate mini series. That one ignites this spark in you. So the Activate mini series was my way. That was what I initially did to start giving myself that spiritual slap. I literally needed that when I was at my lowest. I used to go into that pity party mode so quickly. I was actually boring myself with it. I was like, oh, Rachel, you're doing this again. But it was my go-to place. It was my go-to identity. And until I took charge of my life back and started to see that it starts with me, there's only me that can come and rescue me. There's only me that can change things. And there's only me that can take control. And when you do that, you're actually not alone. So I used to feel like everything was on my shoulders. I had to sort everything out. And actually, by finding, manifesting and taking charge of my thoughts and taking charge of the way I am, I use the universe now. So I co-create with the universe and I am definitely not alone. But it took me to change my mindset. It took me to change my outlook. So if you're in that situation at the minute where you're looking around yourself or you're thinking, I'll be happy when I have this miracle. I'll be happy when the kids are up and I can do more stuff. Or I'll put this off and wait till then. I just want to say to you, there's no waiting. There's no holding back. You can grab this now. You can change things now. You can ignite that fire now. You can do all of this now. You don't need permission from someone else. You don't need somebody to come and rescue you. You need to look at what's happening now and take charge of where your thoughts are, where you're giving yourself all this pity and going into that mode, and refocus your attention on exactly where you want to be. Because what I will say is everybody who listens to this podcast is so, so strong. You are an absolute miracle in yourself. You have all this potential. You're listening to podcasts because you want to change the way things are. You want to move things forward and you have this power inside of you. So please do not waste time or put up resistance by trying to wait for a miracle, because it doesn't need to take a miracle. And to even be here on this planet, so the fact that you were born is a 1 in 400 trillion chance. That is how special you are. That is how amazing and how much of a miracle you are. So please, if you are listening to this and you needed that spiritual slap and you needed that kick, take this as that kick, because you are the miracle. You don't need to wait for a miracle. You don't need to wait to be rescued. You just need to start changing your focus and focus on what you do want.